This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas, an enterprise and supplier development incubation organization aimed at supporting emerging and existing 100% Black-owned businesses.
Wonderful day to you. Thank you for joining me here on Tux FM. And it's again one of those interviews where we're focusing on entrepreneurs who are doing exceptionally well. Today I'm joined by Thabiso Mogodi, who is who's part of the two founding partners of Africa's leading luxury vodka brand, Vachelia Premium Vodka. Motivated and highly driven, Thabiso is, and he's a strategic thinker with a superior leadership qualities and serves as the company's chief executive officer. Thabiso has previous working experience in sales and marketing, and they learned skills that will certainly come handy in driving and growing Vachelia Premium Vodka. Thabiso, wonderful to have you on today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Incredible. Got to start with this. Tell us a little bit more about your product, how this business came about. You know, what you're really offering the market.
Cool. So the product is, as you mentioned, Vachelia Premium Vodka. So this is a brand that we started with my partner Siyabonga Hasan. So we started this brand 2 years ago. We just wanted to do something that hasn't really been done before. We wanted to give the world a new taste of Africa. So we're like, okay, as far as, you know, Africa as a continent, not just for Africa as a continent, we don't have a luxury vodka brand that's competing at a mainstream global level. So we're like, Right. Let's do it. You know, let's do it. Let's give the world a new taste of Africa. So from there came, you know, Vachelia Premium Vodka. So it's a grain-based vodka, 7 times distilled, great quality product.
As you're speaking, I feel like just coming for it, just getting a taste of it, because it sounds like a real premium vodka. Why did you feel that there's a need for something like this in this African market? Do you feel as though it was maybe a misrepresentation, or you found as though there was really no product that was representing Africa that was of quality like yours?
I wouldn't look at partially, yeah, I'd say misrepresentation. I'd also say, like, so the idea, actually, let me just give you a backstory. The idea came from a night out. We were out clubbing when the idea hit, right? So out clubbing, and you know how it is, you're in a club, in the section, you've got bottles, and it's all about being seen drinking certain brands. I remember being in that moment feeling like I'd enjoy this moment a lot more if, you know, I took pride in what I was drinking, in the sense of it was something African or something that I could resonate a lot more to, by it being, you know, from home type of thing. So in that moment, that's when the idea came, like, I want to create a brand that sort of has the same stature as all these other products. The only thing is that it'll be local, you know, which is something that we don't have. We don't have a local brand that is, or at the time, we didn't have like a local brand that is at the same sort of stature as some of these, you know, global brands. So we're like, it makes sense for us to do it. So we're like, let's do vodka, let's do a premium vodka. Not premium, but just, you know, brand and how it looks, but in terms of product quality as well. We need to make something that can take on, you know, the best of the best and still come on top as far as product quality, product taste, you know, all of that.
So, right. Yeah, certainly true. Certainly true. I certainly agree with you, because having looked at your product, it really looks, the bottle looks aesthetically pleasing, by the way. It looks really good. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Wondering, from your side, how did you hear about Black Umbrellas, and why did you join their program specifically?
So we heard about, I heard it from my mom, actually. Wow. She told me about Black Umbrellas. She told me, hey, you should check out this, you know, thing you're doing called Black Umbrellas. Because we were sort of at a point where we needed to learn. Like, I've never really started a real business, right? By that, I mean, I've never really started anything that can sort of operate without me and, you know, can grow and scale. So we needed a place where we can learn how to do that, how to grow a real business that can grow and scale, right? Like, we have a vision for the brand and for the business, but it's like also knowing how to get to that point is what we didn't know how to. So it made sense for us then to find ourselves, to join the incubation program and, you know, learn all these different things that we've learned up to so far, and we're going to keep learning. A lot of the stuff that we've learned has been very, very helpful.
Right. What's been the biggest takeaway from your side? What's been the biggest lesson? You mentioned some learnings there, but I wonder if there's one specific one that you can say, like, you know, this has really changed the game for the business.
As far as what I've learned from the incubation program?
Yeah, from Black Umbrellas.
What would it be? Do you think? I think the importance of, like, a community, like a sense of community. It's like, for instance, I'm here now. I haven't interviewed you. Part of, when I say community, I mean, you have, with Black Umbrellas, we have sort of people that are looking out for us, like, without us having, they're sort of, they enable, they allow us to do certain things, and they create certain opportunities for us, like this interview that we're having right now. It's not something that I went and looked out for, or something that, it's not something that I might have thought of, right? But then they were able to present me with the opportunity, right?
Incredible.
So when I feel like community, I just mean that there's people that are looking out for you, there's people that are sort of looking to help you get to the next step. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, we're here now having this interview, and it's, you know, courtesy of Black Umbrella. So I got to have this interview because of Black Umbrella. So for me, the biggest takeaway is that, you know, having other people outside of yourself, you know, as being part of what you're doing, or involving other people in what you're doing. And, you know, that can do great things for you. So us being able to involve them in what we're doing has been really,
incredible. I certainly agree. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs sort of do this as a lone ranger by themselves, without really feeling as though they're part of a collective, because you don't know, it's a roller coaster experience, a roller coaster journey, and I'm sure you appreciate the sense that you feel you're part of a big collective. Now, outside of the collective sense, and maybe perhaps outside of this interview, what are some of the things that Black Umbrellas has been doing for you, particularly to assist you with this business?
Okay, outside of like service community and whatever, I think it's also like just being in a place of, you know, being accountable to somebody, right? As far as what, like, okay, you did thing, you're like, this is what I want to do, right? So I can't just be like, this is what I want to do and just sit on my back, because then I have to sort of answer to certain people. They like, okay, this is how far I've come. This is, you know, so they sort of push you. You get to be pushed. You get to, over and above what you're learning and everything, but you're sort of, you're not just learning and sitting there with what you're learning. You have to actually go in and put in the work. Whatever it is that you're learning, you have to put it into your business and, you know, show results, so to speak. Right? So I like the fact that, which is something that we struggled with for a while, is that you have all these ideas, you have all these different things that you want to do, but it's almost like a mentor, you know, mentee relationship. You're accountable to somebody as far as what you want to do. You have to answer to somebody. You know, so even on days where you don't feel like doing something, you have to be like, you have to get up and get it, because you know that, I mean, it's not like you're going to get reprimanded or you're going to get shouted or whatever for not doing it, but at the same time, you still have that thing of, I need to get this done because I make this commitment to, you know, Black Umbrella and to Timothy, or, you know, whatever the case might be, that I'm going to get this and that done. So I have to get up and get it done. And then outside of doing it for them, I'm also doing it for myself, because this is what I want for myself. This is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing. I like the sense of accountability. And also, you sound very driven about your business.
Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
What would you say, what advice would you give to other businesses that are looking for support at this point in time?
I'd say if given the opportunity to join, you know, whether it's Black Umbrella or any sort of incubator like that, I think do it, because, again, it's important. There's a lot of, if I'm starting a business growth and running, like starting a business is running the business part, right? So you can start, but then running it along the way, you're sort of going to need that sort of support. So I'd say start and get the support you need along the way, wherever, however you get it, just do it. Because you're going to need it, and it's going to help you. You know, having it is going to help you. So if you don't have, let's say, people within your circle, then there's, you know, places like Black Umbrella that you can go to, where you'll get that sort of help and support that you need to sort of get you to the next level.
Talking about the next level, what's next for your brand and your business?
Oh man, so we've got this new packaging coming out that we really, really, really can't wait to
put out.
So we sort of, you know, made a few modifications, like adjustments or an addition to retail packaging. It's got this cool, it's going to be a new standard gift box packaging. So our product isn't just going to come in as a bottle, you know, just by itself. You know, it's going to come in this, this box, perfectly designed, you know, soft touch materials, really, really nice. So that's what we've been working on. We're also trying to get up our new website. We've sort of taken down our website. We're reworking our website. We want to put that out. And then now also we're moving from, so when the brand started, we looked at online, the online space, because there's no barriers there, right?
As far as
selling our product. And also it was a proof of concept, right? So we spent minimum amount of money. We didn't need a lot of quantity, a lot of stock and whatever to sell online. So we went the online route and it sort of worked as a proof of concept for us, right? We saw that there's a demand for our product. People are buying our product.
Mm.
So we're sort of now starting to move into like retail and physical space, right? Because then for us to be able to scale and do quantity, we need the retail spaces, right? So right now, also our focus now, is, especially as we approach in the festive season, we want to start now, you know, retail listings, all the restaurants, all the bars, and just getting it out there for more, you know, and making it a lot more accessible to people, because sometimes people want their drink now. They don't want to wait, you know, a day or a couple of hours for it to be delivered to them. You know? So, yeah, the focus is now retail space, or what's coming next for us is like retail, the new packaging, website, and a whole lot of other, you know, collaborations that we're trying to get done.
Amazing. Certainly sounds like, you know, exciting. And also the fact that you're in an industry where it's very lucrative as well. It's very exciting that you're also maximizing and making the most of what the market is showing you, which is really good. Also excited that hopefully those we can see more of the bottle in these stores and at some of these restaurants out in South Africa. I'm just wondering, where can people find the product at this point in time?
You can get it from the Macro online store, you can get it from TechLog, you can get it from Curated Africa, directly from us too. You can reach us on socials. That's on Instagram, Vashila Premium Vodka, Twitter Vashila Premium Vodka, Facebook Vashila Premium Vodka. You can contact us directly. My contact number. Can I give my contact number?
Of course you may.
Yeah, so my contact number is 084-064-6249. Our email address is info@vashelia.africa. So that's info@vashelia.africa. So yeah, people can just reach out to us directly. They get the product. Gauteng, we deliver within 24 hours. In the rest of the country, we deliver in 2 to 3 days. So between 1 to 3 days maximum. Right? So in Cape Town as well, we'll be offering the same within 24 hours delivery time that you offer in the Gauteng province. So also in Cape Town now, people are able to get their product a lot quicker.
When you talk about your brand as a premium vodka, when you talk about that, does it mean if I'm listening, do I automatically think, well, if I drink this vodka, there's no hangovers? All those fall away immediately?
Yes. For us, with our products, for you to get a hangover from it or anything like that, you'd have to literally abuse it, right?
Yeah.
So we make sure as far as the quality of the product goes, that's why we distill it so many times. That's why we do certain things to it. That helps with the quality of the spirit. That helps with, you know, removing the impurities from the product. So we distill our vodka 7 times, as previously mentioned, right? So
yeah.
That helps with the quality, the overall quality of the spirit, right? So the better the quality, you know, the less your chances of your hangover, right? Not to say that it's fully 100% hangover proof, if there's such a thing, but for you to get to a point where you're literally hungover or whatever, you literally have to drink it super, super excessively. Right?
Interesting.
So with us, the quality is real. Like, it's not just premium vodka by, you know, by design, but it's also the quality of the product, the quality of the ingredients that go into it, how we make it, you know, the quality of material used in our packaging, you know, from the glass to the label to the printing, everything.
Incredible. Tambiso, thank you for joining me today. Really do appreciate it, and thank you for just sharing more about Vashelia Premium Vodka, such a powerful brand, and one we will certainly hear more about as the years go by.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Incredible. That's, of course, Tabiso Mukhodi, who joined me, the Vashelia Premium Vodka CEO. Remember that you gotta drink responsibly if you are drinking, and also that alcohol is not to be sold to persons under the age of 18. That's Tux FM 107.2.
Are you looking for a professional working space? A space for business meetings or regular office work for a few hours, a day, a week, or even longer? Consider using the Black Umbrellas Incubator, located at Capital Junction, 1226 Francis Bard, Hatfield. Contact Mpo at blackumbrellas.org to make your bookings today. That's Mpo, M-P-H-O, at blackumbrellas.org.